아니란 나도.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I don't make no promises I can't keep. And I promised myself that I'd love you forever. How many times must I say that? For you to understand, yeah. Don't you know that I love you so? Baby, don't you know? Without a doubt,
you are
my sweetest inspiration.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I'm always down for anything that you say.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I love you so, yeah. I really love you, don't you know, yeah. Know that I really, really do, yeah. I'm really so in love with you, yeah.
Don't you know that?
Oh, ooh, yeah. I used to doubt every girl that I'd meet. I thought that nobody could knock me off my feet. But you are the one who made my heart bell ring. And that's why I'm sure that this is going, yeah. Don't you know that I love?
Don't you know who me?
Oh, don't you know that I love?
Don't you know, oh yeah.
Don't you know?
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, guys. Welcome back. Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast coming to you each and every Thursday night. Hey, Mad Mike. Oh, we've got some great music coming up. And I want to comment on these last two songs that we, these first two that we played. But before I do that, I want to welcome our audience around the globe and thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us each and every Thursday night. And I'd like to invite you to share this station with your friends, and they can listen to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anywhere, anytime, any place around the globe. And I especially want you to focus in on this show as well as the broadcast that we had on Monday night. Monday Night Madness, Mike, thank you so much for joining us, brother. Did you have fun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Professor's awesome.
Yeah. He said the professor is awesome, okay. And there have to be, you know, myself and the professor, you know, like we're a team kind of.
Oh, were you there?
Yeah, I was there. I'm the one that invited you. Oh, okay. Okay. My friend, Mad Mike, he's hanging out and holding down the West Coast. But on a serious note, thank you so much, man. It was so much fun because you invited the professor on our last broadcast. And that was a hoot. That was great.
And we had a good time, yeah.
We had a great time. And so last Monday night, I slipped the professor a private note, and I said, hey, I'd like to invite Mike on. He said, absolutely. And you were gracious enough to spend your time to come on and hang out with us a little bit.
Yeah, that was your fourth year anniversary working with
Fourth year correct? Anniversary, which leads to, and I'm going to take my song first. One I just played by Luther Vandross, who I think, oh my God, he would have to be, he's my favorite single, male artist. Okay. And there's so many, I mean, the competition is steep. You and I talked about that. What I really want to get to is the importance of music and what you and I do. Because some people, many people out there their interests vary. You know, some people might be into bird watching. Some people might be into all types of hobbies, sports, or whatever it is. I can't imagine ever being a bird watcher. You know, I'm not interested. Excuse me. On how bald eagles mate. Okay. I don't know. Okay. We'll have to think about that. Hey, Mike.
Talons and those beaks, they could get in the way.
Okay. Anyway. All right. But we have certain interests. My interest, I'm just a lover of music. Okay. And if you notice the last two songs we played, there were the instrumentation. If you listen to the background, I listen to the lyrics, I listen to the singer, but I also listen to the background music. And I love the that orchestral vibe that you get. The song that we picked, that you picked, The Sound of Silence, right? This one that I picked by Luther Vandross. If you listen to the background, go back and listen to it again. You will hear strings in there. Okay. Along with the, percussions and things of that nature, the piano and so forth and so on. But I am a lover of music for a myriad of reasons. You know, I love the sound. I love, the vibe that I get, the harmonies, the melodies and all of that. And also I found out something, Mike, and you and I talked about it, that music also has a healing quality to it. It has a soothing quality to it. And it can sort of, I don't know the right word is dictate or direct your feelings in a certain direction. It can uplift you. There's music that make you happy. There's music that make you sad. And there's music that make you want to dance.
Some songs make you cry.
Hey, this is what I'm saying. So, I've got more music here, and we're going to have a great time, folks. Oh, by the way, go to the website, because we need to start announcing some of these contests that's coming up this month. And some are going to include gift cards. Some going to include merch, and that merch could include maybe your favorite football team jersey, even though there's two left right now. Okay. And I'm happy to announce that the Philadelphia Eagles is in there. And the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm not so much of a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. I know I'm going to get cards and letters and things like that. And you can direct them to Mike, okay? Direct those to Mike.
And I'll forward Mike to William.
All hate mail goes to Mike. Nope, I don't like the Chiefs. It's just like, oh, Mike, I got in a ton of trouble, man, because – I am the number one cowboy hater. Right? Oh boy, yeah. I don't like Cowboys. I don't like the Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys, absolutely not.
Oh, you're talking about the football team. I'm a cowboy. You can't be hating on me.
Hey, bro. Dallas Cowboy. Okay. You don't play for the Cowboys. You don't even watch football.
I don't watch any sports. I watch the highlights here and there, and for some odd reason, I'll watch a little golf.
Let me ask you,
one of the slowest games going out there, but I'll watch a little golf.
Do you watch the rodeo?
When I'm there. I don't go looking it up, no.
Okay, all right.
They got the Wrangler channel where you can watch the bull riding and all that stuff. That's pretty entertaining. I will give you that one. I like watching the bull riding. Or the World Finals out of Vegas or something.
I want to switch riding to bull riding to Billie Holiday. How do you do that? when you're smiling, makes sense to me. We always find a way to make it work.
That's Count Basie in the background, too.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again. Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Bad Bike, Wild Bill Coast to Coast. Thank you. Brown. His song is called Lydian. Wow. Hey, one of my favorite Norman Brown songs. Oh my God. A guitarist. Amazing, amazing guitarist. Mike, I had a chance of, welcome back everyone. This is Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. And we plan our jams like we normally do each and every Thursday night. Have a lot of fun, hilarity, laughter, you know, whatever, and just enjoy, you know.
We try.
Well, we do it best we can because, yeah, Mike, I'm going to let you explain to the audience the objective. What are we trying to accomplish and bring to the audience before I get into talking about Norman Brown?
Well, it's sort of evolved. The beginning idea was that we wanted to do something different than normal radio stations. We wanted to play old stuff, new stuff, the different genres. We kind of agreed that anything was fair game, mm-hmm. whether it was respectful rap going right back to like big band era. Mm-hmm. So as long as something is respectful and it's not evil, we'd love to play it here. And if you've got suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. But new artists was a concern of ours. We wanted to promote new artists or artists that are up and coming that maybe did a wonderful cover of another person's, mm-hmm. another famous person's song. Uh-huh. We've done a bunch of those. I do want to continue to play stuff that maybe you've never heard or you haven't heard in a really long time in it. And it reminds you of maybe when you first started dating or when you got married or your high school years. So we wanted to kind of bring up those old memories. We wanted to highlight the new people and just bring you something that I'm not aware of anybody else out there doing what we're doing, William.
As far as the widespread
of what we're playing.
Absolutely. I have to agree. And that's the whole idea, folks. Like Mike, he says, we wanted to, and we have to be, knowing Mike, knowing me, and we know each other, we have to be different. You would have to say, and I'm going to speak to my co-host here, we're not normal people. No, I refuse to be normal. I refuse to be normal. To me, normal is average. You're following someone else, you know, and I'm not going to be caught up in that bubble. You mentioned, we talked about that on our last show too. One of our shows about being caught up in a bubble. I don't know whether you remember that conversation or not, Mike.
I remember talking about the bubble, but I don't remember.
The context.
The show it was.
Right.
They're all starting to run together.
Hey, but the thing, we just want to bring some fun, some laughter. And like Mike said, we love bringing some songs that are really cool that you may not have heard before. Because Mike has certainly turned me on to some artists I had never heard before. As a matter of fact, I put a couple in my rotation too.
Nice.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I might pull up one that you turned me on to. I'm not going to even give it away right now, because we've got the Mad Mike and Wild Will pick coming up. Let's do that, at the half, halfway through the show. We'll do that. Okay. Is that cool?
I think that's a good time to do it.
I think that's a great time to do it.
The two people that tune in a little late, they still get to see it. And the people that have to go to bed early, they still get to get it. So
absolutely.
Halftime, just call it halftime.
Yeah. And
football season.
As Mike mentioned also, if you have a request, as long as it fit into a good, wholesome, clean vibe, we'll play it for you, okay? And we'll play, shucks, you might even hear some Mozart coming out of here. We want to do things differently. We love being different because people have different tastes, and we want to appeal to a greater and wider audience. How about that? Okay. Mike, I've got one. Oh, I don't think I've heard this one before from your list. Gold on the Ceiling. The Black.
Oh yeah, that's a fairly recent one. I'd say it probably came out 8 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, something like that.
It doesn't ring a bell with me, so guess what? Let's enjoy.
It's got a really nice beat to it.
Mad Mike, Wild Wheel Coast to Coast.
This will get your foot tapping. Gold on the Ceiling came out about 10 years ago, to be more accurate.
Wow, never heard it. This is Stevie Wonder, Superstition. Tell you why I played that when we come back.
Months on
SCV. Superstition. Hey, that's right. Welcome back, Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Wow. Hey, I mentioned just before I played that song, I'll explain to you why I played. You had a selection before that, Mike, Gold on the Ceiling. So let me backtrack a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, what happens is, and how Mike and I prepare to produce, and we produce this show together, is that he will have a list and I'll have a list. And so every other song that you hear, one will be his, one is mine. Okay. And then we have our mad pick, the half of the show, right?
Halftime.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for that bill. I appreciate that. And so we'll have the mad pick and the wild pick. So often throughout the broadcast, I'll hear one of Mike's songs, and then I will play something, not exactly similar, but it will kind of go along with the lyrics or something of that nature, or something relevant, or it, if I can't find whatever I want, then I'll play something different, right? So
it sort of just triggers something in your mind that reminds you of a different song.
Exactly. So. When you played the song, Gold on the Ceiling, it was something in that guitar that reminded me of Superstition. And, you'll see a guitarist, how he will tune his guitar. He can tighten the strings, or he might be able to loosen them a little bit, or whatever he wants to do to get a certain effect in a lot of cases, right? And so I heard something in that song, Gold on the Ceiling, not only in the guitar, but also the story that was in the music, which led me to play Superstition.
And they're both big toe-tapping songs, too. I mean, you can't sit still when those two songs are playing. You just can't.
Good stuff. Well, And so you'll hear us play different, and you're going to hear some country music. There's great, great, great country. There's great music in all genres, folks. And you have to think about, and the beauty that Mike and I have, there are millions of songs out here.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Take the blinders off.
Oh.
Take the blinders off, or ear guards off, maybe I should say, and listen to other stuff. You'd be surprised what's out there.
Absolutely. So anyway, also, I just want to acknowledge some of our other shows, Mike, and you've been on a few of them now. Like we mentioned, you were on Monday Night Madness. You were also on the Boomerang Radio Show, which comes on. I love the Boomerang Radio Show because that's a lot of a great panel, education. And we also want to point out things that perhaps need changing. And also, hopefully, produce or give you some solutions to whatever's going on. And we cover the gambit. The subject matter goes from politics to religion, to music, to health, mental health included, right? Whatever is happening in the world, we will pick a topic each and every Sunday, and we will cover that. So,
yes, Mike, can I tell you, William? Can I tell you something?
Please.
What I really appreciated about Sunday's show on Boomerang, I love the panel. And I'm just thrilled and honored that you guys let me jump in here and there on Boomerang. But what I really liked about last Sunday is we were doing a follow-up. We were supposed to do a follow-up on domestic violence from the Sunday before, which
right.
we did part of because there was such a hot topic going on here in America with the death of the young man and the five officers that were involved in his death and the turmoil that it was causing throughout the United States. And the ongoing discussion about law enforcement and maybe needing a revamping here. So we started off with domestic violence, but because there was something so important going on here in America, it morphed into that discussion as well. And I like the fact that everybody on that panel was just fine and had their opinions and had their concerns for things that aren't right in America. You know, there's a lot of stuff right with America, but there's some things wrong too. And you can't turn a blind eye to it. You have to shine a bright light on it and talk about these things so that we can together solve these things and make America and hopefully the world a little better place. So I really like the fact that we were able to morph into a different conversation on Sunday and the panel was just spot on.
Thank you. Mike spent a whole month with us, right? Oh my God. Because we talked about in the very beginning of January, which was a carryover from a discussion that we had in December. And that was
safety. Yeah.
That's right. Holiday safety and, awareness and things of that nature. And that was so important. We had to do it again beginning in January. Being safe and how to be safe and be vigilant, not only on during the holidays, but throughout the year. Okay. Because crime happens every day and people end up being victims by the minute.
Every day you walk out that door, you're a potential victim. Refuse to be a victim.
I want to thank you so much, my friend. The panel loves having you. So we're going to pick this topic up. I'm thinking somewhere back in March again, you and I, let's talk about and how we're going to approach our next segment because we have to have you back, brother. Thank you. Okay.
Love it as always.
My pleasure, my friend. So anyway, we got more music. Mike picked this one. No diggity.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, I listen to everything, William.
You sure do. Oh,
no,
amazing. I love it.
Play on,
Mad
play
Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast.
Play on.
It's good stuff.
The street dropped the verse. Shorty hit down, good lord. Baby got him open all over town. Strictly bitch, she don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is her forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get it out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. He east side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can win? I like the way you work it, no diggity. I got to bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity. I got to bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity. I got to bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity. I got to bag it up. She's got class and style, street knowledge by the pile. Baby, never act wild, very low-key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no, let me tell you how it goes. Curves a word, spins a verb, lover hits curves, so freak what you heard. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang and look your way. I like the way you work it, strum tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby I can get you in my ride. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I got to bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I got to bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I got to bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I got to bag it up.
We roll G, flying first class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Not a motherfucking Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. 3B's the baddest click up on the scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake ass broad? I show and prove, no doubt. I'll be letting you know. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how I play, it's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is blind, making moves has never been my favor. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sitting in the car, let's say around 3:30. Queen Ava and Black Street, it's no diggity.
No diggity, no diggity. No diggity, no diggity. No diggity, no diggity. No diggity, no diggity.
Sure look good to me, and I
Up. Hey, Mike, that was a response to the song that you had picked. That's right, No Diggity. They were talking about backing it up there, right? And so, and so what happened? That song that I just played was going to be my wild pick. But because you did what you did, I had to play what I played, okay? And I had a whole lot of fun with it. Oh, my. This is what we do. We expose a lot of music. And like I said, we go through various genres. And some would consider that song that I just played with Nelly Tiger Travis a Southern Soul, which is a sub-genre of soul, obviously. Southern Soul music, I love it. Artists like Tucker, TK Soul, Mel Waiters, Marvin Cease. Oh, my goodness. Folks, you got to tune into it. Oh, my. I love the...
See, this is why, William, you and I will never run out of music to play on this show. It's virtually impossible because of the literally billions of songs that are out there.
Oh,
and you're going to... Let me mention real quick here, my Mad Mike pick for tonight. I think this is my best Mad Mike pick so far.
Well, you know...
I'll explain later.
Oh, wow. And guess what? We have to acknowledge, when you are listening, we have to acknowledge you. I don't like the term shout out. That's too generic, too commercialized, whatever it is. I like to acknowledge our listeners. And I want to give an acknowledgement to, Kim Rogers out there in Longview, Texas. And also, I'm going to have to acknowledge 7-Up. 7-Up is all.
How did I know 7-Up was going to be here?
You know 7-Up was listening. 7-Up always listens. And Kim always listens as well. And we, look, so, folks, I mentioned to you, okay, I'm going to say it again. There are contests that's on the horizon right now, okay? Now, I'm a little stuffed. Mike, the temperature out here in Virginia, good gracious, bro. I'm still trying to get acclimated here. I'm a little stuffy, right? Oh, boy. It's a little cold today. in Virginia. So I don't want
to. It's a freezing 60 degrees out here.
I don't want, you know what? I don't even know why I brought that up. Okay. Anyway, there's a contest, folks. And the way to win is to go to the website and comment on this show. Comment on this show or any show on here. We're going to do this thing collectively because we have many shows, 7 days a week. We're on 24 hours a day, music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, fun, laughter, interviews, the whole nine yards. Okay. But anyway, if you want to win, you have to register. The way to register, go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. Click on archive shows. Okay. And it can be this one. It could be any show. Click on this one. Leave a comment. That way we can keep track. So right now, folks, it looks like to me.
Can I register? I want to register too.
No. Nope. Not allowed. Anyone that has a show or any part or has anything to do with this network, nope, you cannot win. Okay. Nope. Damn. Not happening. Okay. All right. And don't even try to slip me a $5 bill. That doesn't work. You know, $100 might. Okay. But anyway, no. Let's get back. Seems like to me, 7-Up and Kim Rogers, they're just going to clean up. So, folks, if you don't want them to take all the prizes and stuff like that, I would advise that you would go on and subscribe to the network and leave a comment at least, okay? So, Mike, got
sure.
More music for you? More music for, oh!
We got a lot of music
a
for
lot
you,
of music.
I'm not going to run out.
Hey, let's do this. I haven't heard this. Led Zeppelin? Why not? Uh-oh.
Here you go.
I've got something Jazz for you. You're going to make me go in my bag of tricks here. Okay, I see.
One of the greatest rock bands ever.
Thank you.
hearts inside a dream. Is the path that led me to that place, yellow desert stream. My Shangri-La beneath the summer moon, I will return again. And the dust that blows high in dew, when the moving through gets me.
Led Zeppelin. Okay, we're going to stop this right now for a second. Okay, Mike, I knew you were going back. I saw it on the list. So, I decided to pull up something else, and I'm not going to play the entire song because this one is way too long. But anyway, Led Zeppelin, okay. Since you want to go there, how about a little Iron Butterfly in a gutter, DaVita.
I think it's a 17 minute long song.
Yeah, I'm not playing the entire one, but.
I got you.
Oh, well,
this is a song when you DJ in a club and you gotta take a leak really bad, put this song on. Hey, you get a 17 minute break. You know, go bring thoughts to the ladies. Hands up the drink. Laughter on the bar. Don't you know that?